Hello, babies. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, darlings. It is Thursday. And yes, this podcast is on time because I recorded it last night. Okay. I stayed up extra late just to make sure it was done because I'm actually opening and closing a restaurant out in Union Pier, Michigan today. Because they are unfortunately all attending a funeral for a loved one that worked at their sister restaurant. So, I wasn't as close to her as a lot of these other people. So she called me in and I said, heck yes, I will cover everybody and love on the people in Union Pier. So if you're local, come and see me today. I'll be there all fucking day. But it's for a good cause, y'all. I get it. The girl was young bartender. And yeah. That was it. She's gone, and their life is going to be redefined now. Things are going to look a little bit different. So I recorded early. We're here. I would like to say that this day has been one of the longest I've had in a really long time, too. Super long. I took the baby to the dentist, and that was traumatizing. Like she cried the whole time. So it was hard. And it's like an hour and a half from here. So, being in the car, she's still. I cuddled her for a little while before we took off, but you could just tell her little heart, her little spirit was broken back there in the back seat. And I just wanted to pull over and cuddle her. But I am excited. I'm super proud. My son took some massive responsibility in knowing what he didn't want to do, and that was to be in high school in no way, shape, or form. So instead of going the like online homeschool diploma route, he said, fuck it, I'm getting my GED. And that dude just passed his final test. So I'm super excited for him. And excited to see what he's gonna do. I know ideas that he wants to do, but we'll see what just excited to see it unfold for him. So he's so great. He's a great kid. I'm super proud of him. But that was exciting. It was a long wait for him to do it, but it was cool. It was cool. I'm proud of him. So anyway, today's podcast, babies. Today's podcast. I just want to talk about creating, okay, a support system that you need to thrive. Okay. And I know that out here, and I know quite a few of you are like me, that we have this hyper independence, very toxic. We like to do shit on our own, okay? Like we're like, fuck it, we can't trust people. We don't need help. But I'm gonna be honest, and this is something that I am coming to terms with right now, okay? Something that I'm going through that came up in my journaling intention and my reading and all these things, is that if I want to thrive, I need support. Okay? I need support. And we all do. And support comes in a lot of different ways, right? We've got the emotional support, logistical support, health support, organizational support. The list can go on and on and on. So I want you to think about today. This could be like your weekend homework to consider the types of support that you need today and the support that you'll need in the future and start to put them in place because having support will increase those possibilities. Okay. Brandon, how the fuck do I do this? Well, start looking at your past successes. I want you to take inventory of all the times that you've been successful. What support did you have when that happened? Which people were most helpful to you? And what did you not have that would have been helpful at that moment? And ask yourself if you have similar people in your life that can fill those roles. Are other tools available that can support you? Looking at past failures, the significant kinds of failures, what support did you need but didn't have? And you can avoid repeating these mistakes by building that proper support system. And that is where I'm at. And I know it's hard because you guys are like, fuck, there is nobody. There is nobody. Babe, there is. There is. And this is something, so much truth has to come out about my life. Yeah. Like, I air my dirty laundry. Is it? No, not really airing my dirty laundry, but just showing my ass to you guys, the things that I do struggle with, because I do struggle with support and trust and all of these things. But I have looked around, and I promise you, in this moment, whatever you're going through, there is a some sort of support group that can help you, whether it's in your community, whether it's online, whatever that is. If you need support in your public speaking efforts, to control your eating habits, these are all groups I'm fucking in right now. A support group for, managing troubled youth or whatever it is. There are groups everywhere. Okay. So I want you to find these groups of people that are doing or going through, okay, not a complaint group, but a group of support, right? This is where we're finding solutions, supporting each other's solutions, sharing what works, not just bitching about our lives, okay? That's what happens in my mom's groups. It's really just like a whole bunch of bitching, but really finding that support group. And you want to expand your definition of what that is, okay? Like, if you want to become a, professional bowler, you got to join a bowling league, right? So, casual rec groups, whatever it is, these can all be an important part of your support system. There's a lot of places that will direct you to support groups outside of you. I know for NA groups, people for sobriety, I actually get to speak at an event Saturday here. So if people are looking to stay clean and get sober and do these things, I know there's a support group because I'm about to speak at it. So there are places in your community that you can reach out to, but you've really got to find a mentor. I'm going to tell you guys right now, the right mentor can be the most important part of your support system. And this is the one thing I have in place. And I have like three solid mentors that I can turn to that, kick my ass and set me straight, right? They have the experience to see the potholes in the road I'm on. That's it. And they've never sugarcoated my journey. They don't tell me what I want to hear. They don't just help with the challenges. They help me avoid the stuff in the first place, and they say what I need to hear. That's it. Okay. And you can consider non-person support systems too. It's not just people that provide support. Okay. You've got an alarm clock to get you out of bed at time, right? You've got a gym that's going to help support your, goal of getting into shape. So I want you to think about what other tools do you need to ensure that you're going to thrive? And reach out to the people that are already in your life, okay? There's a lot of people out there that are like bored out of their minds. You guys know this, right? They would be thrilled to support you in your efforts. And I know this too. The same truth is true for me, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. Don't be bashful, be assertive and bring people into your life, because the more support you have, the easier it's going to be, the bigger the goals you can accomplish. And if you go through and examine your past and what you want to be your future, and you procure that support, you're going to thrive. Avoid the desire to take on the world by yourself. It's unnecessary. Creates additional obstacles for what? Part of the price you pay, because this is why we struggle to ask for support, okay? Because we don't want to be vulnerable. We think that because we're asking for help, we're admitting weakness and we don't have it figured out. That makes a lot of people uncomfortable. That's a lie. That is a bullshit lie. And I know part of my thing was that idea of perfectionism, right? Like, I feel like I should be able to handle everything on my own. So absolutely, there is a level of reluctance to seek assistance because someone might see the areas of my life that aren't perfect, right? And there is that, even I preach this idea, okay, of like, you have to save yourself. That is true, but there's also times that it's not true. Okay. And both can be true, very much so, because no one is going to make a decision for you to take action and go out there for support. No one's going to do that for you. Okay. You have to set that up. And that's where you become your own hero, but you're also saving yourself by asking for help. by being able to be vulnerable, by being able to get past that social idea of self-reliance. Okay. That makes it really hard to reach out. And being uncertain, okay, like worrying about burdening other people, or you feel unsure about how to articulate what you need, these are all barriers that can be broken down so that you can ask for what you need. And part of my journey is that I walked through this a little bit backwards, okay? I become what I need. So I would become the voice of whatever it was in that moment, or, you know, I needed a parent, I became a parent, like, I need a friend, I become my friend. I need to be loved, I start loving myself. And I've really trained myself on this. I've worked really hard to set myself up to have these things or to become whatever it is I need in that moment. So that barrier of, you know, just getting past my own, that toxic hyper-independence, you know, it's not easy to grow through it. I'll just say that. It's not easy to have it and it's not easy to go through it. But I think owning and taking responsibility, recognizing that excessive independence, it hinders relationships and it hinders personal growth. It really does for me. It does, because I put myself out on an island and then I'm like, oh, but I'm all alone. That sucks. You know? So how I work through this hyper-independence, how I have geared myself up to say, okay, I need to start looking out for that support, okay, to try to build these structures around me, you know, rely on those connections. I've made a lot of connections, right? I'm the person that anybody would call, but I don't have the people that I would call. I'm starting to put that into place, okay? So I'm thinking, you know, I think for all of us, if we could just acknowledge that we have a problem with independence, we have a problem with asking for help, okay? That's going to be some trauma, fucking deal with it, okay? Feel it, heal it, release it, figure out whatever it is. You weren't worthy, all those things. It's all the devil's lies, okay? So we've called it the devil's lies and we start reflecting on the beliefs. What belief did we use to drive that hyper-independence? Fear of vulnerability, mistrust, someone didn't take care of us when we need it? Absolutely. Then I think if we go slow, right? If we just go slow and allow ourselves to seek help in like low stakes situations, like asking for advice or assistance. And I'm doing that a lot over the next few weeks. Okay. Advice and assistance. And not only do I feel that like vulnerability come up really fast, just when I'm sharing that with you guys, I feel that like nervousness that, oh my God, oh shit. Like I'm doing that. There's also that fear of like, if I tell people what I need help with and I fail, more people are going to know. My failures have always been my own because I don't ask for help, right? So that's a fucking scary thing, bitch. That's a scary thing. It is way beyond just basic vulnerability. That is like, people are going to see it. Even though I would come back and tell you guys I fucked up, it's different. It's different in real time if people are watching you do it, right? But I think it's important that we start fostering those deeper connections with other people. Let's share our experiences more. Let's listen to other people more. And let's continue to practice that vulnerability, you know, sharing the struggle openly so we can normalize asking for help. That's how you're going to strengthen your bonds with people. And absolutely, boundaries are so important. Because you have to keep boundaries between independence and interdependence, absolutely, so that you can allow the room for mutual support. Little steps, babes, little steps that we can do to cultivate that healthier approach to independence that almost embraces support and collaboration. Okay. That's our intention this week. I want you to ask yourself a few questions about where it is that you need the support, where you can create the support, and what kind of support you're going to need down the road. Call those bitches in. Okay. Call them in and say, look, in about 3 months, this is where I look to be. Hope I could bring you in on this. You know, have the conversations. That's it. Okay. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an incredible weekend. I'm bartending a lot again. So that's what I'll be doing, which I think is grand. But yeah, I love you guys and I will see you next week.